We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. I am John Marks, introducing, for the second time this season, my partner, Mr. Ike Reese. Hi, Ike. Your first place, Philadelphia Eagles.
Woo!
At 2-4-1, Mr. Reese.
Man, don't make me start crip walking up in here today, man. Don't make me start crip walking up in this piece today, man.
Well, listen, it was. There's so much to unpack from last night's game. You know, up until I was preparing to go on the post game show talking about the Eagles blowing one to the Giants, and I was pissed. And then they end up coming back. Carson Wentz stood on his head. I mean, an amazing comeback. Obviously, you know, he kind of, at some point during the game, he put them in some bad positions by throwing interceptions or whatever. But so let's just start here. Like, I heard Joe DeCamera today, heard the start of the show of Middays, and he said he's kind of like wondering how to feel after last night's game, right? So I can tell you how I feel. I'm happy that they got a win, right? Because the alternative is 1-5-1. So it was a good win, and Carson Wentz again in the fourth quarter was amazing, incredible, right? Like, yeah, these guys have stones, man. It's just not Carson. Carson's clutch, man. He's clutch. All the talk
He's
about
the
Carson,
leader.
He is, and these guys follow him. They do. They follow him. Fulgham's legit. Greg Ward may not be the most talented player in the world. Dude makes catches,
man.
Right?
Doesn't drop balls. I know that.
Yeah, but Boston Scott was great last night, right?
And so, little Boston, giant killer.
Man, in my starting fantasy lineup with that late touchdown, Ikey. But so as happy as I am about that, and I am, right? Like, I'm not like – I watched the post game last night when I got home, actually. And, man, Seth was angry. Everybody but poor Ray. Ray was happy. Everybody else is being negative. But I'm going to be negative for a second.
Uh-oh.
Because, like, my takeaway from last night and how I feel is happy for the win, happy to be in first place. But, man, you are an Evan Engram drop away from losing that game and us talking today about Doug Peterson, should he be fired, and Carson Wentz, what the hell is he doing? Right? Like, as much as he came back late, he needed that drop to get a chance to come back and do it. What is Doug doing? What was that call to Akeem Butler? He's making terrible decisions in the biggest moments of the game, and he got built up by his quarterback again. So that's how I feel today.
Wow. Roller coaster game. I think we can all admit that it was a roller coaster game. Not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. Came out seemingly with a very good first 15 scripted plays.
Very good, yes.
Moved the ball up and down the field in that first half for the most part. I mean, I think the Eagles may have had 20-plus minutes of time of possession in that first half, close to 25 minutes of time of possession in that first half. But to only have 10 points and be ahead by three, it certainly left you feeling empty. You knew you had left points out there on the field. Carson Wentz, ill-advised throw, the second ill-advised throw he had made. And once he made that first ill-advised throw, you knew
you felt it.
An interception was coming at some point here very shortly after that throw across the field that no quarterback should try to make. No quarterback should try to make that throw that he tried to make to Travis Fulgham. But here's the thing that I love about Carson, man. I love the fact that when things aren't going well, he doesn't throw in the towel. That's what I love about him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't think for one second that fourth quarter against Baltimore didn't play into that game last night, because it did. And it played into it from the standpoint of the guys around him believing. He has the ultimate confidence in himself, too much in himself. But you need those guys around you to not look at you side-eyed and really believe in you. They have to be able to erase the early interception and not get mm-hmm. down. See, in Washington, I don't believe that happened. Mm-hmm. When he threw those interceptions in Washington, the defense got deflated. Like, oh, here we go. And that's why Washington was able to run off the scores that they were able to run off without any resistance from our defense. Last night, you didn't get that. You didn't get a team that all of a sudden gave up and said, here we go, this dude done threw another ill-advised pass, interception. No, that defense kept fighting for him. Those offensive players kept believing in him. And more importantly, he delivered late in the game. Mm. We'll get through the good, the bad, and the ugly of the game, because there's all three
all
parts
of it. Yep.
That played out in this game. But I got to tell you, just me personally, I feel – that we escaped with a win. We were fortunate to get that win. Evan Engram catches that ball, game is over. We're having a totally different discussion today. My mood is completely different, and so is this city.
Everybody's is,
so
yeah.
is this city's. But if I'm looking big picture, John, because I still believe this team is who I thought they were prior to that game last night, but they are, I feel better about where they're going with a lot of these young guys. Don't like the offensive line. God bless them. They're out there doing what they can, but that's barely a serviceable offensive line, excluding Jason Kelce. I mean, these young guys. There's leaks here, there. We couldn't run the ball for a while there last night. Well, we didn't run the ball there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll get into that in a little bit. Yes.
But you had that as well. But we all continue to grow and fall in love with Travis Fulgham every week.
He's good.
How about Richard Rodgers? Rodgers?
What are we calling him now? Dick Rodgers?
Yeah, whatever it is, man. Man, what a game out of him. I did not see that coming last night. Did not see that coming. Hightower with the big catch late in the game.
Yep.
We'll get into the
59 yards.
DeSean Jackson injury. But I thought they came out with him in mind in the game plan. He was a part of the first 15.
Yep.
That helped them get down the field. Man, it's some good. Like I said, there's some good, some bad, and some ugly there. But, man, I look at the quarterback, and I get reminded of what Brett Favre was like as a quarterback. What a lot of people forget that John Elway was like as a quarterback playing the game before he won those two titles on Terrell Davis's shoulders late in his career. A lot of what John Elway did early in his career is what you see right now. Clutch in the fourth quarter, but some throws that make you scratch your head
yeah.
early in the game and all those things. But if you give him a chance late in the game,
he'll get you
a win. And he drug a lot of teams to the playoffs that had no business being in the playoffs, and three teams in the Super Bowl had no business being in the Super Bowl. Solely to him and his grit and his toughness as a competitor at that position and leader. That's why I feel good about my quarterback. Is he going to have Tom Brady-like precision, Patrick Mahomes-type wow factor? Is he going to be able to do that? Russell Wilson, cerebral part of the game that he plays where he seemingly rarely makes a mistake, he's never going to be that, in my opinion. There's going to be some highs, some lows. It's going to be a wild ride. It's a reason why I refer to him as the Bronco. It's not just about him. It's about you being a fan of his. You know what it's like to have that cowboy up there? Excuse me. I didn't mean a literal cowboy. I mean a literal cowboy, not the ones in Dallas.
Yes.
But that guy that's riding the Bronco, he has to hold on. It's not an easy ride. It's not an easy ride.
Man,
so when you're a fan and you're on that saddle, be prepared. That's what you're going to get.
That's what it was last night.
That's what you're going to get. Again, that's what Brett Favre gave a lot of people.
Yeah, it was weird.
The good and the bad.
Even when they went down 10, you still just kind of based on what you saw last week and what you saw the week before against the Steelers, you knew that it wasn't over. They just needed to get that first touchdown. They get the first touchdown, and we go back to the punt, and then Deshaun comes on the field, which, again, we'll talk about because I didn't totally get that. But you feel good. Like when you knew the Giants were punting, it's like, Eagles are going to get the ball back. They're going to win this game. Like, that's how I felt last night was, they're going to win this game if they don't score too fast and the Giants get the ball back and win, right?
Yeah.
And so they ended up doing it. BG got a huge sack last night to end it.
Man.
But, you know,
Brandon Graham.
If you're an Eagle fan, in my opinion, you should be happy, right? Like, I know there's a lot of people that were like, it's the Giants. What are they doing?
Sure.
Like, I'm happy. That was two. And I'll say it. Two bad football teams playing last night. Egg.
Yeah, and I'm happy my team won.
Yes, me too.
I don't know what else to say. I get it. We'll take the calls. I've been listening throughout the day, and there are a lot of people, like you said, that aren't necessarily happy about that game last night, and sort of the negative feelings have surpassed even getting a victory, and that's what they're caught up on. Okay, let's discuss it. I understand. Because I had those feelings as well. It was a point where I was like, dude, seriously, I mean.
You're losing to the Giants
yes.
at home, really? Yeah,
we really scored 10 points against the Giants with 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, really? So I get it. I'm not going to say you're out of line feeling that way. I would say, let's talk about it. There's some good, some bad, and some ugly. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. It's a Victory Friday.
Oh, I love
Man,
that.
Man, it feels good.
Oh, I love that.
There haven't been enough victories this year. I forgot what it was
only
like.
Two.
Yeah.
Well, two moral victories.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do the moral victory.
Baltimore was not a moral victory to me.
No, that hurt. Jack, how you feeling today, buddy?
Well, I mean, it's tough to win games in this league, especially divisional games. Always tough to kind of, you know, I expected a dogfight. My prediction, if you asked me yesterday, was 24-23. So always tough to win games in this league. Happy with a W. I wouldn't trust Doug Peterson to coach a high school team. but other than that, very happy with where Carson Wentz is at and terrified about the rest of the year. Glad they got the win last night.
Yeah, I will definitely talk and discuss about Doug today because that was not what I was looking for from him. We're up against it. We're going to start with your phone calls coming up next. We are going to be busy all show long on the phone. So this is what we're going to ask that you get on, you get to your point at 215-592-9494. And we'll take your phone calls starting coming up next. We have Darius Slay coming up on the show. Elliot's going to join us at 3 o'clock. A lot going on, but this is about you and us today. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. But, hey, listen, let's talk about water heater for a second, right? And when was the last time you took a look at your water heater? Do you even know? Is it new? Is it old? Is it rusting? Like, if you go down to your basement right now and you take a look at it, would you be surprised at what you have? Well, go take a look, because if you ignore it, that could be a big mistake. Not only could you be stuck without hot water, but failing water heaters can potentially leak and cause other problems. So here's what you can do. Ask your plumbing professional to replace your old water heater now with a top-quality Bradford White water heater. Bradford White is a Philly-based company who've been making built-to-be-the-best water heaters for over 130 years, and that's why I have one in my house. It's quality and performance that I can trust. And whether it's tank or tankless, gas or electric, there's a Bradford White water heater perfect for your home. And here's where you get them. You don't go to a big-box home store. Look around. You're not going to see them. Don't do it yourself. They don't compromise on quality. Bradford White wants you to call your plumbing pro to install a Bradford White water heater. Your home deserves it. In fact, ask your plumber. Ask them, hey, what do you think about Bradford White? They're going to tell you it's a great choice. So visit BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a plumbing pro near you.
Wentz is back. He's looking, still looking. He starts to go. He is firing. Scott! Touchdown! Boston Scott!
What a catch.
Caught it at the goal line and went in.
What a catch. What a throw. What a catch. It's a back shoulder throw by Carson Wentz, and little Boston Scott somehow finds the football. What a throw. What a catch.
Yeah, what a throw. What a catch. Unbelievable. Marks and Reese, we're back. Couldn't have been a better throw, couldn't have been a better catch. Just perfectly executed. Jason Kelce gets a 15-yard face mask penalty. Right before that, you think they're ready to go in, and then now they're back like, oh, see that? Did it again. Boom, one pass in there.
Self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt us this time.
Didn't hurt us, no. Didn't hurt us. An amazing win. But let's talk about it because there's a lot to talk about with the game. Let's do it. Oh, we're going to start with Andy in Deptford today, Ike. Andy in Deptford, what's up, buddy?
Yo, fellas, what's good? How we doing?
Andy?
What's up, Andy?
Ain't nothing better than a Friday victory.
Holler at your boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, Fritz, man, let me get some of that Ike juice, man. It's Friday.
Uh-oh. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Got no job. Let's go. It's Friday. Hey, Ike, how about that Bronco? Boy, was he bucking last night.
Oh, he was bucking.
Woo! Man. You know what I love about him? There's no laydown at all with him. He don't care who's lined up with him, whether it's practice squad, receiver, lineman, whoever's on the field with him. You know he's going to give it all he got.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, and there's obviously a plus and a minus to that, right? With Carson giving us everything that he has because he feels he needs to do it all the time.
Well, I mean, I like a couple of run plays. You know, he's going to take matters in his own hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see those Jalen Hurts? People wanted to see him get 10 touches.
Yep.
That linebacker laid the wood on him. I don't know. I hope people want to chill with that. I mean, come on. We all saw that.
Andy, he didn't like – I felt like last week against Baltimore when they brought him in, it was the right time to bring him in. Last night it seemed forced, right? Like, so on the drive where they didn't convert on the 4th-and-3 and they threw it to Akeem Butler, another terrible decision, they bring him in 2nd-and-goal from the 7 to do a zone read, right? And it's like, what are you doing? Why are you taking Carson Wentz off the field? Stop, right? Like, leave Carson in there. Let him make a freaking play.
Well,
especially if you're
like
going to do
Butler
that.
Call? You didn't like that Butler call? Think about it. If it was executed properly by the player, before the snap, Logan Ryan wasn't even on him. He was out of
before
position.
Before the snap, he lined up in the wrong position. He had to go all the way over.
Okay, but when the play started, Logan Ryan was out of position. So when Carson threw that jump ball, if you watch the play closely, Butler's hands weren't in position to catch the ball. The ball wasn't thrown badly. And I don't think the play was a bad call.
Yeah, but here's why I disagree. If you're throwing it to Folgum, maybe it's not a bad call. You're throwing it to a guy that's his first offensive snap ever.
Yeah, but John, they're expecting Folgum in that situation. Who's expecting? Nobody's expecting Butler in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the moment was too big for him. He froze in the lights. Didn't know what to do when the ball was in the air. That is a simple jump ball. I mean, you just go up for the ball. And Andy's right. The throw was there. I mean, you got one-on-one. You got exactly what you want. He's going to be bigger than anybody that's over there covering him. But you have to make an attempt to try to catch the ball. He didn't even make an attempt to catch the ball.
Yeah. Hey, Ike. My team will be in your neck of the woods Halloween, man. We got them mighty Deptford Spartan 9U squad coming in to see them Kingsway Dragons.
Oh, I might come over there to check you out.
Oh, you should check it out. It's probably the best 9U teams in the state of New Jersey, probably on the East Coast. Some Dragons undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
We coming in there one loss against Bridgeton. Tough loss. Should have won the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, man, come check us out.
Games next Saturday?
I think the game's at 1 o'clock.
Next Saturday?
Next Saturday, Halloween.
What's
Halloween,
the line on the game? What's the line on the game, Andy? You have one?
What's the line on the game? I would say we're probably – well, it's in their house, too, and they got a good team. I'd say the line is probably, I'd say 6. We're coming in underdogs, but that's all right.
Plus
we're
6.
Coming in hungry.
All right, Andy. Appreciate it.
Might get around there. 1 o'clock, that's normally – Spartans are normally on at 12.
Yeah, you're normally watching Big
Yeah, but
10.
Their season's going to be over by then, right?
Oh, that's just next week.
Might be.
Come on, man.
When they lose to Chris Carlin.
Got a big
game against
Rutgers tomorrow, man.
Chris Carlin, the Fighting Scarlet Knights.
Oh, and that's going to be a great game, too. Who doesn't want to watch Rutgers?
I'm all on it.
Rutgers
is great. Let's go to John in Bayville. John, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
What's up, John?
How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm going into last night's game. Carson Wentz has been sacked 25 times, correct?
Yes.
Okay. By the end of last night, at least 28 times, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're not going to have Carson Wentz much longer if we don't get the protection. I mean, this is week 7. I mean, we're lucky this guy's standing still.
Well, I mean, you're right, but there's been so many injuries. I just don't know, like, who else you can put out there, right?
We got to do something, man.
But what?
I don't know.
you're right. I mean, that's the problem. You took out Jamon Brown.
Yeah,
you
got to get guys back healthy. Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing you can do is get guys back. I mean, I don't know when Sayamalu is going to be back. I don't know when Jason Peters is going to be back. Lane was in and out last night. Like, you just need healthy bodies out there, and I just don't know when they are coming. And that's why I'm not as over the top with being critical of Carson being behind that line. Because if you've been hit as much as he's been hit this year, I mean, sure, of course you're going to see ghost at times and escape the pocket and everything else, and sometimes when you shouldn't escape the pocket. But, I mean, how many times did we see an offensive lineman in his lap last night?
Almost every play.
Right. There's one other thing I just want to ask. Is there any truth to this that Saturday Lincoln Financial Field is going to be scouting field goal kickers?
I know. I haven't heard that.
Well, because I watched Channel 36, and I did hear something on there.
Yeah, you can't believe everything you see. I thought I saw – then I go with what I saw, and what you can't believe. But I think it would cost the Eagles nearly $8, $9 million to get rid of Jake Elliott.
Because of the contract.
Yeah, because of his contract.
Well, then they're not going to get rid of him unless he –
He's not going anywhere.
To me, like – and the contract matters, but to me, there's not a feel that you're releasing him, that you've lost him that much. Like, listen, it's concerning, Ike.
Man, listen, I've been saying this for weeks, man.
We were saying it last year, I think.
Yeah. It's concerning to me.
Very concerning. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, you have to make a 29-yard field goal.
Yes.
I mean, you have to make a 29-yard field goal. If you're going to miss 57, all right. If you're going to miss 55 or whatever, okay. But, like,
no,
you're going to also make one of these.
No, I actually needed to make those, too. And here's why. And we don't need to make this a kicker show, but he's part of the ugly from last night. You miss a 29-yard field goal in a tight ball game. Yeah, you're part of the ugly, considering you haven't necessarily made big kicks. Like, they didn't pay you. They didn't give you an extension because you can make kicks 40 yards and under. They can find any kicker to do that.
Yeah.
You get an extension for being a clutch kicker, for making the kicks that aren't routine. So I need you to hit the 53-yarder in Washington. I need you to hit the 57-yarder against Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to hit the kick last night. Was it a kick last week against Baltimore? He missed two, right? Right before the half.
Yep.
That wasn't 50 yards, was it? It was 52 yards. Yeah, it was like 52, 53 yards. Yeah, but I need you to hit those because you clearly have enough leg strength to do it. You're not some 40-year-old Gary Anderson kicker or
well,
what have
1995.
You.
It's 2020.
Well, if you,
these guys make these
if
kicks.
You're a kicker that's been in the league 15 years, then I may see you struggling with long-distance
right.
field goals. You're a young kicker. That's a great athlete. It's clear you have the leg to make these kicks. And last night had nothing to do with distance. Had nothing to do with distance. It's accuracy. It's knowing the wind, how to judge your ball against it, being familiar with kicking in your home stadium. Okay, I can excuse the one at Heinz Field. There's never been one made over 55 yards. Washington at home? Last week? Last night?
Yeah, you're going to make
it. No, dude, everybody gets held accountable when you're 1-4-1. You don't get a free pass. Nobody else that won a ring that year gets a free pass. Do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a part of the problem. You're not out there very often. Right? I'm being serious. These specialists, I don't need you to be a part of the issue. Do your job. Cam Johnston, Jake Elliott, do your job. You don't need to be a part of the problem that's going on. It's enough going on offensively and defensively
with
injuries and everything else. I don't have time to be worried about the damn kicker.
Let me ask you about this one here, and then we'll get back to the phones. The decision to go for it on 4th-and-3, you're down 14-10. It's the beginning of the fourth quarter. I felt like, and I believe the decision was already made, they were going for it regardless.
Yeah.
But my feel was take the 3 points. You can still beat this team. You're going to wish you had the 3 points later on in the game. Now, I think the other thing they looked at was, all right, well, at least if they stop them, now they have a long field. They got to go 97
That's
yards.
That's the key.
Which they did.
That's the key right there.
So if you hold them to one first down or no first downs, you get the ball back at midfield at the worst.
Yes, and that's what he's thinking. That's how that's supposed to play out.
You don't get it, at least.
They're punting it back to you, and you're still in good field goal range. I mean, good field position to go back down there and score. But I'm with you. I had that thought momentarily of, man, just take the three. We got a lot of football left. Your team is moving the ball. But then also I'm thinking, yeah, you're 1-4-1. You can't score against the freaking Giants. go win. Go win the game. But, so I was okay with him going for it.
Yeah, I mean, you understand why they went for it, but the other thing is how bad they've been in those short yard situations in the goal line, the two-point conversion.
Could have gave me a better play.
Man, and then you have the Carson Wentz two-point conversion where he's like a fullback trying to just roll in there because you had the half the distance of the goal penalty. And it's like, I don't know what they need to do with the two-point conversions. If they got to go for them, they got to get better plays.
Well, the problem is you got a 5'6" back that, I mean, unless you create a hole for him, he can't run through tackles at the goal line.
No.
And in short yardage. So you get stuff trying to run between those tackles. That's the real – it's really where Corey Clement should be a lot more effective.
Yep. Just hit the hole and go. Bang.
I mean – you got to trust him in that situation, and he should be more effective. He's a bigger back. Get behind those shoulder pads. And sometimes you can just drive your legs, and that line will move eventually. Mm. But with Boston Scott, he's not big enough to really – he's not driving anybody anywhere.
He's not. All right, back to the phones. Chuck in Mount Airy's checking in. Hi, Chuck.
What's up, guys? Hey, Ike, victory, Ike.
Holler at your boy, Chuck. How you like that Bronco last night?
Man, he's still the pony to me, man.
Oh, you know come on, Chuck.
Yeah, listen, no, listen. I didn't call to talk about the pony because he's the least of our problems right now.
Okay, that's a compliment sideways.
You know what I mean? So I didn't call to just talk about him. I got somebody else on my radar. Oh. If I see this dude, I'm telling you how I feel about him. He's a thief in the night, and you're on that defensive line. It should be a shame of himself coming from Pittsburgh. I seen three plays where he could have stopped somebody. He had an arm on him, and he's been single blocked.
Yep.
There's no excuse. Hargrave is a disaster. He's stealing money. He's a disaster. He's worse than Malik Jackson. He's the worst defensive player on that line right now. And if you take a look at him, Mike, on film, you're going to shake your head as a defensive player. I'm telling you, man.
Nah,
he's pathetic.
That's why I didn't interrupt you, Chuck. I can't disagree with much you said there, brother. And I know the play that you're talking about. The Vinnie Curry almost had him sacked first. But at least Vinnie Curry's momentum kind of carried him past. He's right about Hargrave.
Hargrave had him.
Yeah.
He didn't get a single block because Fletch get the double team.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And I think he was getting blocked by the running back.
Bowman, yeah.
Yeah.
Where we get this dude at?
Yeah.
He's going to be the disruptor and all this. He ain't did nothing.
$13 million a year.
Josh. Nothing.
You got to be kidding me. What is Holly Rose smoking crack? Give me a contract out, man. You're giving these dudes these money. You can't even cut a kicker because you're giving him too much money. Like, come on, man.
It's true.
I mean, I know we won, but God, look at that, man. That just made my blood boil yesterday looking at Hargrave play. I dare you, man.
Well, they got a big gain off that, too.
He dumped it
to Gallman, who ended up going for at least 10 yards.
Yep.
He had a sack, too, guys. He had a sack on Daniel Jones. He missed two. Had one arm on him.
Yeah, I think that was the 97-yard drive. Mm-hmm. It happened on that drive, yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Guys like that, man. You know what I mean? Like the young guys that come in as balling, you know, Johnny. Those dudes I respect, like Fogum.
Right.
They're getting paid plenty of money.
Ballin right.
Scott,
yep.
You get $13 million, man. You make a difference.
Mm. I feel you, Chuck.
We're with you, Chuck.
Yep. I feel you on that. I'm glad somebody else caught that Chuck Fury.
Seriously.
I didn't feel like dealing with the Chuck Fury today. I'm actually in a good mood.
Yeah. Yeah. Good win. Big win. Well, maybe not a good win, but a win. Right? A win is a win
is a win, brother.
Is a win.
Yes, it is.
Let's go to Billy's in New York listening on the radio.com app. Billy, go ahead. How you feeling?
Hey, guys. Good. First time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
What's up, Billy?
What's going on, guys? I just want to talk about the big win yesterday, specifically Carson Wentz. Really came through in the fourth quarter. I didn't have any doubt in my mind. And it seems like we say it every time, you know, we win now. Wentz seems to be playing better with the guys with the no-names, you know, the Fulghams, the Wards, the Hightowers, the Watkins, you know, guys of that sort. But I had no doubt in my mind, I was actually at the game last night, complete confidence. Down 21-10, 6 minutes to go. The stadium's not packed to begin with. You know, you're only allowed a certain amount of people in. Mm-hmm. People are leaving, kid you not, end of the third quarter. Once Gallman scored that touchdown for the Giants, people started leaving. I mean, I don't blame them, you know, with everything going on, but I had no doubt in my mind, down 21-10, that they were going to pull this comeback off.
Well, you're better than I am, Billy. I was already preparing for a different post-game show at that time, but at least
– Go ahead.
No, I was just.
Hello?
Exactly. I love the way they were playing, especially at Hightower. We were bashing them all a couple weeks, dropping big throws. Finally came through when we needed him most. I know it was his only catch. But
still, 59
yards. Oh, that was huge. That was huge. Huge.
Oh, huge. That definitely set us up going forward. And one other quick thing, Darius Slay. It seems like every game this guy gets called for a big pass interference penalty. I mean, I don't watch many Lions games in the past, but I know he's a physical top corner in the league. But, you know, these penalties are just driving me crazy with him. I know some of them don't mean nothing. You know, some happen in the second quarter. But
right. There's
going to come a situation late in the game where he's going to get a, you know, 5-yard or 15-yard pass interference penalty. It's going to come down. It's going to come back to hurt us.
Yeah, you know what, though? I think that's just – you got to take the good with the bad with that. I mean, you know, Darius Slay is a physical corner. He's going to get up and challenge receivers. He's gonna fight you through the entire route. And some officials are going to let him play, and some are going to call ticky-tack fouls. I mean, listen, we got called for a pass interference I didn't think was a pass interference, and we didn't get one that I thought was a pass interference.
So,
I mean, you know, it happens. It can be frustrating. But the last thing I want is to have Darius Slay playing timid. Like,
no, Darius Slay's fine.
No, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
As long as it's not due to being out of position and you're just reaching and grabbing and, you know, that type of thing. He usually, when he's in – a lot of it becomes he's not going to let an offensive wide receiver hand fight him away from the ball. He's going to fight with the wide receiver. So if the receiver is trying to wipe him off with his hands, Darius is going to do the same thing.
Man, listen, if you're watching Kravon play last night, the least of your concerns should be Darius Slay.
Right. I thought Kravon got left out the dry, though, on that touchdown. I mean, it was a great catch by Golden Tate. He was in phase. But if you got McCloud over the top of him, maybe Jones doesn't even throw that ball. I thought Rodney, I think that's who it was back there at the free safety, at the snap of the ball, he opened up. Towards
went the other way,
Darius Slayton side and the other receiver side, and now you got Kravon LeBlanc and Golden Tate in the middle of the field alone. It's just too much space for a DB to have to cover. And like you said,
great throw.
I mean, it was a great throw, and really it was a great catch. I mean, Golden Tate basically snatched the ball away from Kravon.
Man, I hate Golden Tate.
Yeah, how about the Vysik Ahemo on the goalpost after that, Ike?
He's such a loser.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Well, I think he remembers a lot of the tweets that came at him after he signed with the Giants.
Well, and he
didn't forget about those tweets.
It's not like Eagles fans loved Golden Tate while he was
there. Well, he wasn't here long enough.
No.
But they gave a third-round pick for him. I think there's a little bit
That's
higher
not Golden Tate's fault.
Right, yeah, I know, but there's higher hopes than him kind of just catching one ball.
I literally have, like, I don't have good or bad feelings about Golden Tate.
I have no feelings about Golden Tate.
They traded for him. He had a touchdown in the Bears game.
Exactly.
He had a game-winning touchdown in the Bears game. He went to the Giants.
Look, that means nothing, right, Jack?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was a pretty big bust here, even though they gave a third-round pick. And then he had the one catch, you know. But before that, I feel like Eagles fans are disappointed in what Golden Tate
brought
to the table.
Yeah, they ought to be mad at the Eagles.
Well,
yeah,
remember Press Taylor said we had no idea how to
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, here's the other thing. You had those other wide receivers mad that the Eagles traded for him.
Oh, yeah, that was
now,
great.
Now, imagine being a part of that room.
Yeah, that was great,
that was that year.
Great chemistry on the
yeah.
That was the
year with the Josina Anderson stuff and all of that. You think Nelson and Alshon, the two brothers there, were happy that they brought in Golden Tate?
Probably
no, they were not.
Probably not.
No,
right?
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
I like Golden Tate. I like him as a player.
Yeah, I mean, when they traded for him, I was like, I like Golden Tate. He's a good player. All right, Markson Reese.
We give a little, Jack. We got to take a little. Come on, man. Quit being sensitive.
No, yeah. I don't take any.
Yeah, but I mean, him punching the goalpost made me feel a certain way, too. But whatever. Coming up, Doug gave updates on Deshaun and Lane Johnson today, and there's some reports out there about how long they could be out. We'll also talk about Deshaun and the injury. It felt horrible for him. Like, I mean, it wasn't, you know, it's the one thing if he pulls a hamstring and you're mad about it. It was a late hit on a punt return.
You guys spoke that into existence, not you per se.
Oh, I
heard a lot of talk about he's going to be hurt in three plays. He's going to be hurt. This is before the game.
I had a listener send me a poll.
Yeah, I heard a lot of that yesterday.
This.
Yeah.
When does he get hurt? National anthem, first half, second half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Markson Reese. We'll come back with an update on Deshaun and Lane Johnson. More of your phone calls as well. How do you feel today? I feel good. I'm a little angry at Doug, but I feel good. Mark Sinise on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, looking for a new car, but you know, he's a little bit stressed out about going to a dealership. Who wants to go to a dealership these days? Keep it safe and easy with Get a Car. So it's Get It with two T's, G-E-T-T-A-C-A-R, getacar.com. Here's what you're doing. You're going and you're shopping the largest selection at the lowest price. You're doing it online. If you like a car, you want to test drive it, just select it. Get a Car brings the car to you to test drive in your neighborhood. Wherever you want to, they bring the car to you, you test drive it, and if you don't like it, say, all right, no thank you, goodbye. If you do like it, you keep it. You still have a full 7 days to return it for a full refund. And it's contactless delivery, vehicle sanitation to the highest degree. You're shopping the largest selection at the lowest price online. They bring the car to you. Safety and comfort of your couch, you can shop, and then test drive it in your own neighborhood. And trade-ins are simple, too, with Get a Car. And they offer a full refund within 7 days. And this month, they're offering $250 with promo code WIP towards your new car. That's promo code WIP at getacar.com. G-E-T-T-A-C-A-R.com. Get a Car.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.